I'm coming.
Hi, Chester.
Oh, hello there, Hank. Come on in.
I was just in the neighborhood.
Well, I'm always glad to see one of the old gang. Come on in. Have a seat.
Oh, is the couch dry?
Well, it ought to be. I scotch guarded it, but I don't know. It's better that you should sit on the lazy boy. It's vinyl.
Right.
Oh, you got new galoshes on, I see.
Oh, yeah. Marcy got them for me. I'm real happy with them.
Well, they look good.
Oh, yep.
Yep. I guess that means you still have a foot and a half of water at your place.
Oh, yeah. And I can see you still got a foot and a half of water here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know about you, but I miss the old days when we didn't have a foot and a half of water to wade through.
You know, I'm with you there. I got to admit, those were better days.
Yep.
No foot and a half of water then.
Sure. Things were comfortable then. The wife, the kids, the cats.
No cats anymore?
Lost them in an undertow.
Oh. That's a shame.
Yeah, and I could really use them right now, you know, to get rid of some of those household pests.
The mice?
Oh, no. Trout. And a few pickerel.
Yeah.
Oh, and them pickerel, they got teeth. I got these holes in my new boots.
Aw. Hank?
Hmm?
Think things will ever be dry again?
Maybe. You never know.
Yeah.
Things change all the time.
That's true.
Could get better.
Or worse.
Or worse. I never thought of that. Could you imagine we had 2 feet of water?
Who? We'd have to put the furniture up on pontoons.
I can tell you, I don't look forward to that day. No.
I'd hate to have 2 feet of water. We should just be thankful we only got a foot and a half of water.
I suppose so.
Yeah. Cheesy?
Oh, thanks. Just float the bowl over here.
There you go.